Brandon Cobb is an international award-winning DJ who climbed the ladder at Carnival Cruise Line before COVID. Now he's a site manager at Tidal Wave Auto Spa in Wilmington, North Carolina. Brandon spends most of his days bringing smiles to faces, both young and old. My two kids absolutely love Brandon, and every single time we get in the car, the first question is, are we going to the car wash? And until he sat down at my kitchen table, I had absolutely no idea about his backstory. I hope you enjoy my conversation with the man who is always smiling ear to ear, Brandon Cobb. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Grow a Fan Base podcast. I'm your host, Will Hardison. I've got a fun one. I've got a real fun one, and it's different than everyone else I have ever interviewed. For one, this gentleman sitting in my kitchen, and all of these so far have been virtual. And two, you've probably never heard of this guy. But if you live in Wilmington and you go to the Tidal Wave Auto Spa, you've definitely seen them. And if you have children like me, those kids light up like Christmas trees every single time you go through the car wash. So I've got Brandon Cobb with me. Thank you, sir, for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
So I'm rolling through the car wash and I go through there a couple times, and I've got two kids in the back seat, Ella and Henry. And Ella's almost six, Henry just turned four. And these kids, every single time I get in the car, they ask me, are we going to the car wash? And so we started to go quite often, and Brandon has always got a smile on his face, draws smiley faces on the windows for the kids, and they don't care about the car wash. Yes, it changes colors and all that fun stuff, but they want to go see Brandon. And so one day I did not have the kids, and I rolled down the window. Brandon's working, and we had never really talked before. And I rolled down the window, and just something came over me. And I said, man, you are too talented to be working at this car wash. And you looked at me and you said, what do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, and half of me was like, oh, crap. I kind of like, you know, I didn't want you to take offense to me saying, like, what are you doing working at a car wash with all this talent? But then I was like, man, like, my kids, you make them smile. You make me smile. Like, you always have a smile on your face. You're so much fun. And you said, man, I love working here. Like, love this company. Love the people. I love working here. And so I got to thinking, I was like, I got to have that guy on my podcast. So generally, the podcast is people who have grown fan bases. And I always tell people that there is no true definition of a fan base. You can have a million followers on YouTube, Instagram, whatever, or you could have two kids sitting in a back seat.
That is true.
That love going through that car wash because of you. And what I'm learning just in briefly talking to you, you're also an international award-winning DJ.
Yep.
What in the world?
17 years.
17 years.
17 years. I've been DJing for 17 years. Yep.
So, all right, tell everybody. So, obviously, you work at the car wash, but tell everybody like a little bit about who you are and what you do for a living.
Well, first off, once again, my name is Brandon Cobb. I'm also known as DJ BL. So, let's see. I used to work for Carnival Cruise Line. I wear a lot of mini hats. So, I mean, I'm a spiller. Used to work for Carnival Cruise Line. Was the DJ on there. I also used to be a bartender, which I left that kind of out because that was kind of still in those great days of trying to figure out myself. but then I also worked for many universities. I've been with A-list and B-list artists. I've been all around the world. I've been like to 32 states just off DJing.
Really?
I've been to two countries. So I have DJing in 17 years have taken me a long ways. After Carnival Cruise Line, basically, I stopped cruising because of the pandemic. So that's what ended up getting me back home. So I came back home, and once I got home, I had no job. I didn't have nothing but DJing. And of course, we're in the pandemic, so nobody's partying. So I had got to a point where I couldn't be like virtual. Like it just didn't, and I hate to say it like this, but I needed to see and feel the room.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to be in a box with four walls and some speakers.
And feel it.
And myself and feel it. The energy and the music is good for me. I am fine. But how do I actually know that I'm touching my people if I don't see it? So I really needed to be in front of a crowd. So instead of me like really trying to push DJing, I found Tidal Wave Auto Spa.
So I mean,
So I found Tidal Wave Auto Spa. when I got there, I met a girl named Cam, which is like the best person in the world when they came to Tidal Wave, and also just being a great person to me. And when I met her, she got me to where I'm at now, which is now 3 hours and 30 minutes away from home, which is in Talbot. Normally Talbot, North Carolina, but I was living in Elizabeth City at this moment in time. And after that, I just kept going and I stayed where I'm at. I really, like I told you, I like the people. I love the company. But most of all, what keeps me is the people and my staff. Every site that I've been to, and I've been to like a little bit over 23 sites, I think about 24 now, but I've been to a couple of sites, and everywhere I go, it's always the people. One, smiling is contagious. And somehow I can't stop. So you know how they be like, your parents be like, your face will get stuck that way. I think mine.
Yours is stuck. Yours is stuck.
Mine got stuck in the happy
position. That was the first thing. I mean, honestly, all three of us in the car, like they were like, he's so happy. I'm like, he looks like he is having a blast at his job.
Yeah.
And that is rare. That is a rare thing to find that people, I mean, enjoy what they do. And I think it's so apparent that you enjoy just entertaining, one, and two, making others feel special, feel happy, right? And what did you, when you were at Carnival, what was the biggest thing that you learned while you were working at Carnival?
So I am an overachiever. So the biggest thing that I learned while I was working at Carnival, if you talk to people, they will like you, okay? And if you are fun, if you are approachable, you know, it really sometimes doesn't matter what you say. Now, being on cruise ships, you know, that's a broad thing.
Yeah.
Because you can walk up to somebody and just be like, okay, hey, what type of chocolate is in that drink? Because, you know, people are walking around with the chocolate martinis probably. All right. And they do get to pick from chocolate, which chocolate they got. But it's just having that conversation. If somebody wants to talk to you, they're going to talk to you. The way I moved up like I did in Carnival, which also got me another award, was I just talked to people and they would write comments. They would go like, at the end of a cruise, you get this thing that we call TGMs. It's basically just a 5-star review on Google for cruise ships. So, if they put your name in there, they say something great about you, like that adds up for us, like individually. So that's why if you come to my car wash, I always have somebody trying to be in the parking lot or trying to be somewhere where you are at as a customer, as a guest, and making sure everything's okay with you. You know, while I was on Carnival, that was one thing I did. How was your cruise going? You know, did you like the show? You know, because, you know, we just watched 80s Rock and Glow. So, like, did you like that? Like, what are the things that's going on? And then you had them conversations and, you know, they remember you. Every day on the ship now, they're coming to see you. Like, when you come through the wash now, I say, what's up, Will?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now that's a little different now that I know your name.
Yep.
And now it's a little bit more personal. You get what I'm saying? So when they meet, when you meet them people on the ship and you remember their name and you're in the middle of a show and you're like, Jean was out there getting her, doing her thing down there on the Lido deck. And I see her right there. Now she's at bingo. I hope we get that same energy you had yesterday. And now she's like,
Jean sounds like a lovely lady.
Jean sounds like an amazing person. Jean gave us a show yesterday. And I need this show. I need that same energy with me today. So that's why I say, like, it's more what I got from Carnival was finding that people are just genuinely nice sometimes.
Yeah.
You do have those people that just might have a bad day, but it might be you mm-hmm. that change it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's how I also feel like when I'm smiling at people, like, you can come through with the mean face, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can come through and you can just be having a bad day, whatever it is. But, I mean, you got to get past me. And
I like that.
Getting past
I
me.
I like that.
It's going to be very hard not to smile back at me. Because I'm going to make sure that you are okay. Even if you come through the tunnel and I'm telling you, neutral hands off the wheel, foot off the brake, I'm going to be like, you good?
Yeah.
And you know, you good with a thumbs up and everything. Big smile. All teeth.
I mean, I think that's incredible because I think we were, you mentioned church earlier, so I'm going to go there a little bit. We were created to connect.
Yeah.
Right. And I think people crave that connection. And I think that living in today's world, I do think that we feel maybe that we are connected as ever with social and Instagram, LinkedIn, all the things, notifications going off, whatever you want to call it. Everyone feels connected. But I do think deep down, everyone also feels isolated at the same time. Because connecting over a phone or somebody liking your photo or whatever, that doesn't do the same thing as if I'm going through your car wash and you're smiling and you connect with me and you ask me questions and you build relationships. Yeah. That's different.
And I'm personally there.
Yep.
I call it what I say to my staff is our stars align.
I like it.
Because every star is isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said that, I was like, yeah, it's just our stars align. So, and I look at every person as a star. I believe in you. And when I was talking about my staff, like, I believe in them. Like, they always be like, I can't. And I don't say, well, don't say you can't until you try. I just be mm-hmm. like, look, I believe you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe it. And then it hits them a little different when I say it that way. And sometimes they'll come to me and they'll be like, okay, yeah, that's it. I'll yeah. just be like, yeah. So now our stars align in the universe.
I love it.
And now we can all work as one team, you know, to make yeah. this star brighter. So, and then they'll just be like, Brandon, what? And I just be like, it just makes sense. It does. It just makes sense.
So after Carnival, what did you, went to so Carnival Basic or sorry, COVID
mm-hmm.
shut down cruise ships,
yep.
obviously. Then you came back to North Carolina. You met Cam. Cam gets you involved in Tidal Wave, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, sir.
Now, who is Cam?
Cam was my site leader at the time. At that okay. time, I was, when she hired me, I was a car wash attendant. I don't even think I can't even remember if I did an application for this job. I probably did. But Cam will probably tell you now that the day she saw me, she knew it was something about me. And she wanted my energy. And that's what basically got me hired. I didn't even have an interview.
Yeah, that's great.
Like, I think she called me and she was just like, yeah, let me drug test you and we're going to get your paperwork in. Yeah. I was just like, okay, all right, cool. And that's basically, I started with Tidal Wave, Cam. Okay, so I ain't never cut grass like that. My mother did not have me like doing all the outside work, none of that stuff. I had great grades. As long as I had great grades, I got whatever I wanted. And if it was to sit in the house and sit in the house, it was just to sit in the house. Oh, but I mean, I had every game system that was coming out. Kids used to like pick on me and call me like PlayStation at school because I was like the first one to have a PlayStation at my school at that moment in time. Like I didn't grow up in a bad area. I didn't grow up with a bad family, nothing like that. I was the bad one. And that was just because I was still trying to find myself.
Yeah.
And all that. But, but yeah, so, at that moment in time, I mean, that's just what I think I answered your question. Did I answer your question?
Well, who is Cam? But that's fine.
Like, oh, Cam.
That's fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cam, let's go back to Cam. Look, I get to talking.
That's okay.
Running off, but I like talking, you know. So, so yeah, Cam, she met me, seen my energy. She wanted, and when I got in, I started working with Cam. She seen so much in me that, like, she started teaching me stuff. I started asking questions. I was also one of the ones that's just a little bit rebellious. If I didn't like it, I got to tell you. So she also seen that that's what it was. and it wasn't me just trying to like, I don't even know how to even put it, but it was just me basically just trying to understand, you know, what am I doing?
Why do we do it this way? Or
yeah, and then what's next? And when I say I'm an overachiever, I want to be great at everything. And if I have to figure that out through you, you mm-hmm. are the person. Mm-hmm. All right. If it's not you, then I can work for you, but I can't. I will try to find out for the next person, because in my mind, I have a journey, and I have to figure out in this journey where I can place the things that I need for myself in this journey. So every day after I had got used to Cam, I was asking like, Cam, what's next for me? Like, what can I do? All right, this not working. I'm gonna go find another job. I found another job. Now I'm working two jobs. The other job, driving trucks, was basically just something to pass the time, because what I was making at Carnival, I wasn't making back here. And I'm just like, well, dang, DJing, I really need DJing back, because mm-hmm. DJing is what got me where I needed to be. So Cam basically now starts to train me, teach me stuff. I ain't never used a tool. I could probably change like a tire on a car, or I could probably check your oil, but nah, I ain't got those types of skills. I can cook really good. That's something I really enjoy. I can cook.
Let's go. Yeah. So I gotta find that out.
Hey, let me know. I like to smoke on the grill. I like to.
And you live close, so yeah. This is great.
Yes. So come by anytime.
You're gonna DJ, cook. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I'm ready. I can do a lot of things. So Cam basically taught me, trained me everything to like now I can go to my site, I can take it apart and put it back together. And I just don't mean like I say that as the broad statement, as I said, in I can take the site apart and put it back together. I might need a little help because some of that stuff heavy, but I've actually been trained to fix anything in my tunnel.
Okay.
Outside of chemicals, I'm good for that. Chemistry was not my thing.
Yeah.
So we do have our own chemical reps coming out and doing stuff like that. But company decided to see me and they seen how much work Cam had put on me and gave me and showed me the ropes. So they started sending me to other sites to basically train and also fix like stuff that needed to be there. I did that. I put an amazing woman in my life. I traveled for a whole year, 234 days in a hotel. Yes.
And she stuck with you.
And she stuck with me. And for Christmas, I came home. No, it was Thanksgiving I came home, and she was just like, yeah, I'm not with the traveling thing no more. So now I had to potentially find what was next for me. So Cam is the person who basically gave me, put me where I'm at. I really want to say that, because without her, I wouldn't be where I'm at.
I think we all need a Cam at some point in our life, right? And I think one of the things, as you were telling that story, that stuck out to me is you seem to me, in a good way, to be a disruptor. And what I mean by that is like asking the questions that you asked, and like push when you needed to push, and maybe push when sometimes you didn't need to push, but that's what kind of, you've got that curious, like, okay, why do we do it this way? Or maybe we can do it a little bit differently. And it is typically the people that have that type of mindset are the ones that excel at things, right? Because they don't just accept the status quo and go, well, this is the way we've always done it.
Yeah.
Right. So then, and like, if everybody in, you know, their life just accepted the way that everything was always done, we would have no improvement.
Yeah.
Right. Nobody would go out and go, well, let me, you know, it's like, well, yeah, let me figure out if we can actually have electricity, right? Like, how do we make that work? How do we fly an airplane? Like, how do we, you know, if cars can work, why can't we fly in the air? Right. And just having that curious mind, I think, is what sets some people apart from others.
I mean, they say it's four boxes, and they say I fall in the box of disagree to agree.
Okay.
So they say you got to agree to agree, you got to agree to disagree, you got to disagree to agree, and then you got to disagree to just disagree. My box is basically, I might not like how we doing this. I'll do it until I figure out
how to do it better.
How to do it better.
Yeah.
And then tell you about it. That's me. I'm always there. I'll tell you that I don't like this. I don't, but I'm gonna do this your way until we figure out something better. And maybe it might change my mind. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm looking for the win-win situation in this. How can this make you happy and make me happy? So that's basically that's my box.
So when you show up, because you manage the site here,
yes.
Right? So when you show up to work, what would you say your leadership and management style is?
I don't know what my style would be.
Like, do you? It sounds like you motivate.
I am a motivator. I am a very good motivator. And I think that would be it. I'm not like hard on my team. I am very stern on my policies and my practices because I have been to so many sites and I've seen certain things happen. But yes, I am a motivator. I have these things that are called my key three. And these things are smiling, speak enthusiastically, and what's my other one? I forgot my other one. Jesus Christ. I just had a brain fart. Smile, speak enthusiastically, and make eye contact. Okay? All right. So those three things are for the people. Okay? So if I smile at you, I have to make eye contact because I want to know if you smile back at me. Okay? When I'm speaking to you, I want you to feel me. Okay? I know when I'm talking, my voice, you can probably feel it a little different. You can probably feel how I'm even feeling. You'll know in my voice if I'm happy or what's going on. So when I, as being over my staff, I talk to them so they can understand that these are the things that we have to do. So I would say I am a motivator. Because I motivate them to smile. When they come to work, don't come to work and you didn't want to be there. Come to work because it's hot and that's what you're mad at. It ain't my fault that it's hot, but you know what I'm saying? I like working there, but God, now it's hot outside.
Yep.
Or it's cold, but I like being here. You know, like it's a lot of them tell me that it's a different environment out there and they like the environment. And I get that at a lot of sites that I've been to. Every site leader is not like me. I probably am different. And that's just because fun comes first for me.
I don't think that's not a bad thing. I have been let go of more jobs than I would like to say because I bring fun.
Yeah.
I am serious when you need to be serious, right? Like if I'm sitting in a boardroom, Research Triangle Park, I used to have a contract with them and I emceed an event and did marketing for them. And I would literally walk in to a room of like the president, vice president, and I'd have shorts and flip-flops on. And they would say, here comes Will, because they could hear my flip-flops coming down. And I would never take it too seriously, but I would always be respectful. We were having serious conversations and meetings, certainly dive in, dig in, be serious. But those who've like reported to me and worked alongside me over the years would probably tell you like, yeah, he doesn't, he acts up or he be a clown here and there and stuff like that. Because if you're going to go do something for 40, 50, 60 hours a week, you might as well have fun.
Yeah,
you might as well. And enjoy it. I mean, I see you. I drive Market Street daily. And I see you guys out there. I see you pretty much every single day. In fact, we've been trying to do this for, what, like 2 months now?
Yeah.
And this is like the first day off. And you chose to spend some of it with me. Thank you. But...
Where's my baby? Like, okay, so I'm new to Wimbledon, so I don't have friends here. I don't really know anybody here besides my customers and my staff.
Yeah.
So who am I have fun with besides the people that either come through my wash or the people that's gonna be there with me?
Yeah.
So that's just what it is. Like, I'm there. Like that's where I make some money at also, but I like being out there. And this is also where I get my reviews at, where the people are telling me to go. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I found, you know, like the place downtown that sell Philly cheesesteaks. Oh my God.
What is it called?
I think it's called Philly. Oh, I can't even think of the name of the place.
Yeah, you got to, okay, you got to let me know.
But they got some good cheesesteaks.
Well, if you like, okay, so Two Guys right here by Harris Teeter.
I've been there. They got a raspberry burger.
Yeah.
Or I think it's raspberry. It's like a blue cheese bread. I don't know, but that's good.
Yeah,
it's but a good right spot. Now, PT's has my heart.
Really?
PT's has my heart.
What do you get? What did you right get?
Now. Oh, I mean, I just get a regular burger, just a little American.
Get the roast
burger.
Beef sandwich.
Roast beef sandwich.
You'll thank me later.
Is it on the list of things?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just
roast beef sandwich.
Circled that 8 ounce.
It is the best thing they have there by far.
Really?
And ask for the special horseradish sauce.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. I'm going to take that. I might go get it today after I leave his daughter's appointment.
Ooh. Oh, man. All right. So you certainly are a motivator. I mean, I can tell that. And you like to disrupt things. Where do you go from here? If I had a crystal, or if Brandon had a crystal ball, and you could tell the future, and I hate this question, but I'm going to ask it to you. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
In 5 years, traveling again. I got to figure it out.
Your wife does not need to listen to this podcast. I can tell you that.
She knows. Okay, she knows that my heart is traveling. And it's not even that I'm traveling. It's just the amount of people that I encounter. I'm not gonna say I'm big on social media. I do use social media, but it don't, like, what fulfills my heart is personal. So I want to be there so you actually know who I am and actually talk to me, actually meet me. Let me smile at you. You smile back at me. Let me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, are you saying so the people that you encounter at the other sites, the other car washes, or the people that go through the other car washes?
Other car washes. I just like the energy that we get.
Okay.
So here in Wilmington, what's the population? Like 120, 120K? I
could not tell you.
I think it's 120K.
It's worth a Google.
It's somewhere in that area. That's a lot of people. I don't think I'm going to reach that many.
You nailed it. 120,000.
120,000? Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's, is that just, so Wilmington, I'm learning, is a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. So is that just New Hanover County?
I just Googled Wilmington.
Wilmington? Okay. So no, that's fine. But that's 120 people. Now my job is to personally meet that. That's very big. But I don't know. Because your podcast can help me out.
there's like five people that listen. I'm
scared. Yeah. So then they'll come see me. And yeah. So I really can't wait to actually see who comes through and be like, I heard you.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just wanted to see if it's real. Oh, no, it's real.
Oh, he's real.
It is
now,
real.
I was saying, so you want to travel again because you enjoy meeting new people, experiencing people.
If I can do Carnival, if I can go back to Carnival.
Really?
At a better price.
Yeah.
They can have me. They tried. So I have not worked for Carnival for 4 years now. Stopped in 2020. So they tried a full year to try to get me back, even in a high position. And I just kept denying it because Tidal Wave was... Car washes make some good money. I never thought that washing cars for the past 4 years would have done what it has done for me.
Yeah.
But it has blessed me.
That's awesome.
You know, never would have thought I'd be this far away from home.
But you're surviving.
Yeah.
You're surviving.
Yeah, I'm out here. So I think that's, but I like to move. I like to be on the road. I like to see, like, it's just about meeting people. When I go to restaurants, like, I always make a connection with either my bartender that I'm sitting at the bar mm-hmm. with or, you know what I'm saying, just the person who has that.
I'd imagine you don't know a stranger. And keep going. I got to grab my, this happens to me all the time. My computer's going to die. But...
That's cool. But I try to make sure that I make a connection with somebody. While I was in Bon Air, Virginia for a little while, I was there for 5 months. And I would go to Kickback Jack's almost three times a week.
Throwback.
Yes, I would go to almost three times a week. And the bartender and myself, me and him became so cool that most of the time, I wouldn't even pay for anything. You know?
I hope he's not still there because, you know, he might.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was my fault. No, I mean,
that is true.
That was not my. That I didn't is true. Say don't ring this up. I keep dropping my pen. But I didn't say don't ring this up. I didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
He'll just be like, "Yeah, you good, doc? Have a great day." I just be like, "Oh, okay, thank you. Yeah. I'll see you again soon."
See you later.
But I know anytime he'll ring me up, I know I made sure that his tip was very good. But like. Me and him even had each other's, like, Instagram. And since I left Bon Air, I've never talked to him again. But I'm sure if we was to see each other, it'd be like...
Like old friends, yeah.
I just know. And I mean, it's just that type of connection I like to have with that many people. I mean, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know? I have people that literally call me and I haven't talked to in probably... like years, and they called me with like serious things, and they would just be like, "I know the only person that I could call for this was you," and I'll just be like, "Okay, well, what's up?" And I could be bluntly honest with them, but whatever I say, it makes them feel better. I have had some like traumatic experiences where people have literally called me, and I get off the phone and I'd be like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do right now. I don't know if I need to call another number to make sure that they okay or what I need to do at this moment in time. And only thing I can do is pray that they pick up my phone call tomorrow and that I wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, because we don't know. You never know how somebody.
So I don't want you to be late to your daughter's appointment. So It's a big one.
Yeah, it is a big one.
I'm not going to tell anybody. But so final question for you.
Okay.
If you could go back and tell 10-year-old Brandon any piece of advice that you now know today as a 34-year-old man, what would you tell 10-year-old Brandon?
Trust yourself. It would be trust yourself. A lot of us don't follow our hearts. And if I had to follow my heart, I probably would be 10 times the Brandon I am now. But before I became such a leader like I am, I used to be a follower. And I really, before I found myself, I thought that I will always just have to follow somebody. Most of my family is in either law enforcement, military, or the justice, or like I got like attorneys, and I have a judge in my family. So most of them are that.
So I call you when I get in trouble.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know no more because they're not. like I said, I'm the bad one.
You already used all your get out of jail free cards.
And plus some, I probably
used
some
in mine. Yeah.
So but if I had just trusted myself and how I was feeling, I can look back at some situations and be like, "Oh, you only did this because of them."
Mm-hmm.
You know, you did make your choice, but maybe you should stay home.
Yeah.
Because you had better at home, but you wanted to be in this.
Sometimes we've got to go out and figure things out on our own, right?
Yeah.
I mean, as much as somebody can tell us what to do, and we got to fail. We got to try. We got to do stuff. And I like that advice because I think in kind of earlier what we were saying, I mean, I think a lot of people look to social and see Sonny and 70 all the time on somebody's feed. I'm guilty. I mean, I post, you know, pictures of the kids and all that, and we're always smiling and this and that, the other, but they don't, that's like 70% of the time.
Yeah.
The other 30% of the time, they might want to kill each other. Right. You know, but I think we all look at that and we go, man, like, I don't have what they have, or I don't have that house or that boat or that car. I'm sure you see nice cars come through right all the time. And I think if we just trusted ourselves more of just being a little bit more sure of what we have and what we can do and what we bring to the table, we might be a little bit better off, right?
Yeah.
And so, man, I appreciate you coming on. I know, like, it was super random. I rolled down the window and I was like, hey, you want to come on my podcast? Yeah. But I love it. I love your energy. And I can tell you that, so now my parents go through the car wash and they're like, you're right about him. He brings it, you know, and those two kids that sit in the back seat of my car love it. And I know just from talking to you a little bit before we started to record, it doesn't sound like my two kids are your only fans. It sounds like there are cars full of kids that come through that car wash.
I have a van and they all get out. And I'd be like, hi, everybody.
They
and
hug you
like, bro, what's going on?
It's Uncle Brandon.
They were like, hi, everybody. They are the ones who made me think of, okay, I need to get something for the kids. That's what made me go get Easter eggs. Because this is, out of all the sites I've been to, I never thought to get the kids something.
Yeah.
Yeah, kids like stuff too. They like the car wash, but I feel like a sticker is better than just going through my car wash.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, so that's my opinion. Cause I feel like a sticker will make me happy. It'll make me real happy. But I have those kids that come through and I know for a fact that they waiting to see that smiley face. It's more like the dogs now when they know they're coming to the car wash, mm-hmm. or they see whatever figure that is, they know they're getting a treat. We have dogs that, customers literally have rolled down their window before they get there, and they're, going back and forth trying to figure out which window we're going to be at. And they're ready. So, I just love it. I love the
energy. Well, I don't know if you know that you're doing this or if this is on purpose, but inadvertently, you are creating loyal fans that then continue to come back to the car wash. Yeah. And what that generates revenue, right, for the car wash because people are staying loyal. I mean, it's a good car wash, don't get me wrong, but it does a nice job. But I think a lot, for me, I mean, I come back because those kids love seeing you. I like seeing you. You always bring a smile to my face because you're always so positive. So you certainly, while you may not have a million followers on Instagram or YouTube or whatever, you've got a loyal fan base of people that are coming through that car wash. So, man, thank you for coming on today. Thank you for being the first one that's come to my house to do this. I love that you live close. Appreciate you coming on. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.